The following is an audio excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj given in May of 1996 at New Talavan Farm in Carrier, Mississippi, USA.
The goddesses of fortune that are pictured here are the ladies of Vaikuntha who are as beautiful as goddesses of fortune. They're not serving the Lord because they want something material. They don't want anything material. They're already in the spiritual world. But they're serving because serving itself gives one transcendental pleasure. Because when we're pleasing the Lord, we naturally feel happy because we're part of the Lord. We're His energies. But it's done in a very personal, reciprocal way. Even little services done can save us from the greatest danger, you know, from Bhagavad Gita. Sopamapyasya dharmasya. There was a case that, just like certain months of the year, have certain features. Everybody knows that Damodar month is very special. Right? Because we do the Damodar light offering and we know that. Actually, things done in that month have a special effect. There are other months which have other effects. Another month which is considered very important for bathing, for offering flowers to the Lord, is the month of Magha, which is 2 months after the month of Damodar. And many glories are there. We told a story last year about that king who offered the champak flower in the month of Magh. There was a so-called king. I mean, he was a king. He inherited the throne and he was in some previous era, many thousands of years ago, another yuga maybe. And it must have been another yuga because it's in the Puranas. So it's not this yuga. The Puranas are written to be before this yuga. And he was not a good king. Kshatriya means to protect. And the Kshatriyas are supposed to run the kingdom like a person runs his family, like a very pious man would run his family. The citizens are his subjects, are his praja. In Sanskrit means praja. It's like prajapati, it's like one's offspring. You're supposed to take care of them like you would your children. That was the way that monarchy used to work. But this king was not a good king. He was not fulfilling his duty. He was a cheat. And he was exploiting the citizens. He was misusing the money. He was not engaging in pious activity. He was an atheistic kind of person. Not fully atheistic, but he was a very sinful person. He just neglected totally anything spiritual. Except maybe to show off, you know, he put a show on sometime, but not really do anything. Sincerely. Even it said that as a king, sometime he would have to arbitrate disputes, and he would take the side, he would accept bribes, and they'd take the side that would bribe him, and things like that. He was like a really bad person. And so the citizens hated him. They knew he was a cheat. He was exploiting the kingdom. He was not a good king. So there was a kind of a rebellion fomenting against him. Something that we've heard a lot about in the past centuries here in this Kali Yuga. So anyway, make a longer story short, that one day he went and visited one. He had a girlfriend. She was some kind of a call girl, and went to visit this this prostitute, and she had a little garden house, and went to the garden house, and they were talking and enjoying together, and after some time they're sitting on the bed together, and somehow in this courtyard there's a champak tree. And the champak tree, Golok Champak, is especially what they call Fransi Pansi. It's a very dear tree to Lord Narayan or Lord Krishna. You'll see here in one of the previous verses it was describing about the spiritual world. And it says here, Mandara Kunda Kura Botpala Champakarna. The Champaka is one of the trees in the spiritual world. Bokula, lilies, lotus, parijatas, bokul tree. I told the story about Lord Nityananda's bokul tree. So these are kind of trees which are, of course, we don't know what a spiritual world champak tree looks like, but there's a replica, representation in the material world. So it's a very dear tree to the Lord. It's used in puja to Lord Krishna. So one of these trees was in her house. It's a quite common tree in tropical countries, and they offer them in Hawaii. When you go there, everyone gets a lei, usually made out of the champak flower, highly scented. It doesn't last very long. After a few hours, it starts to wilt, but it's very beautiful and soft and fragrant while it lasts. So one flower started falling from the tree. And they're very light, so they take a few seconds to fall down. And Root, the king, just said, Esha Pushpa Narayanayanamo. O Lord Narayana, I offer you this flower. That was a joke. Sitting there with his girlfriend, you know, it's like the story about the puff rice that blows in the air, and then the Gopal says, you know, Urai koi go abindayanamo, that, oh, puffies flying in the air, offer you to Narayan. Once the puffies hit the ground, you're always going to pick up a bunch of puffies mixed with all kinds of dirt. And it's gone to the wind, gone with the wind. So anyway, while it's still in the air, it's offerable, because it hasn't touched the ground yet, so it's okay. Flying puffies, I offer you to Narayan. But something like that, you know, it's like, what does it mean, you know, champak falling down, and you're saying, flying champak, I offer you to Narayan. No sooner did he say that. So meanwhile, this rebellion group, the revolutionaries, they had their own, like the IRA or something, they figured out that he was there in the house of this girl. Maybe she was a plant. Maybe she was a spy. Who knows? could have been a setup, but Shastra doesn't go into all those details. But somehow they found out that he was there. It just so happened, no sooner did he say Narayanayan Namo, BOW! They just smashed the door in, and they shot him right in the heart with an arrow. They peppered him with arrows and came in and like chopped his head off and, you know, and had a big celebration. The king, the tyrant is dead! Hare Krishna, sorry. Adi Dev. Well, it was instant justice, right? But, so, the Yamadutas, they came to pick up the tyrant, Atma. He was a sinner. They were just waiting. This guy's, you know, not a pious king that's going to go to the heavenly planet, but he's a great sinner. They come there all ready to take him, and they find that the Vishnu Dutas are there. They say, "What are you doing? This is our candidate. I mean, how can you take him?" Well, no, the last thing he did is he said Narayanayanamo, and he offered Champaka to Narayana. So Narayana was pleased with him. We're taking him back to Vaikuntha. He said, "This is ridiculous. The whole life this person has been a sinner, and you know, the last accidentally just practically just says Narayanayanamo, and you're gonna take him back to Vaikuntha." So, well, if you please the Lord, that's all it takes, and he pleased the Lord with that statement. Whoever remembers the Lord at the end of life, they go back to Godhead, and call it what you may. That's what happened. See you guys later. And sometimes it seems that quite a off and on, the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas meet up, you know, over the Yugas. They've not that often, actually, but enough that quite a few times in the scripture it's mentioned. So then they take the king, Atma, back to Vaikuntha. And he sees Narayan and he pays his obeisances. But Narayana picks him up. My dear, he was with open arm. My dear devotee. He said, dear devotee, I'm not a very good devotee. I done so, you know, because, of course, the king sees all these Yamadutas coming ready. They're, you know, telling how they're going to really give him the screw and the, you know, they take him and stretch him out and pierce him and all kinds of far out things. So he knew what was going to happen, and somehow he's being taken back to the spiritual world, and Narayan is welcoming with open arms, and he said, oh, what did I do to deserve this? You know, I don't belong. I'm really a sinner. I'm a really fallen person. He said, no, you have offered me my favorite flower, Champaka, in my dear month of Magga. Anyone who offers me Champaka flower in Magga, they certainly come to me. And the very last thing you did before you left your body, well, you chanted my name. You said, Narayan, I am the most. So you're my dear devotee. And the king said, wow, with a Lord like this, and he just realized that I'm never going to get a better break than this, and he surrendered and became a devotee. And so even a little service at the right time and the right place can go a long way. Of course, as you try to time it, okay, I'm going to have my champak flower there, and, you know, just at that moment, I'm sure it will fail. Those things don't happen. Like, you can't sin and then think, okay, I'm sinning on the strength of offering a champak in that month, you know, as if you're going to know for sure you're going to die in that month. You probably forget that was the leap year or something. Something would happen. Krishna can't be cheated. But this is just a kind of happen automatically. So like that, each month has got, not every month is like that, but the 3 months, top month is a Damodar, for dearest month of the Lord, you can say, for spiritual activities especially. Then Magga is a very special month.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.